Cape Talk, the US Report. Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Brune.
The US Report with Adrian Brune, all the way in Manhattan, New York. Adrian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Abs. I'm doing well. And you?
Good. Sounding much better, I hear. Wonderful, wonderful. Adrian, Trump, I believe he's made an appointment.
He has tapped Brett Kavanaugh for the highest court in the land. So an intense confirmation battle is likely to follow President Trump's nomination of the conservative federal appeals judge to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy. If approved, the 53-year-old Kavanaugh, who investigated President Bill Clinton under independent counsel Kenneth Starr before serving as an aide to President George W. Bush, Kavanaugh could shift the court far rightward for decades to come. I mean, we're talking like 30 years. The Yale Law graduate's partisan past is expected to be the source of serious contention in Congress. Quote, I will oppose Judge Kavanaugh's nomination with everything I have, unquote, said Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. The Democrats are still bitter that Republicans blocked President Barack Obama's nomination of Judge Merrick B. Garland to fill the last Supreme Court vacancy, which was created by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia in 2016. Now, Republicans denied Judge Garland a hearing, arguing that the right to name a justice ought to be left to Obama's successor. In other words, in an election year, they argued that they should not not vote to confirm Supreme Court nominees. So the Democrats are still pretty angry about that. We'll see what happens. Kavanaugh is a D.C. insider. He's got a lot of connections. So I'm going to predict that it'll probably be a much easier time getting him through than what the Democrats are saying.
And yesterday, I have to say, Adrian, I saw the tweet and I was like, oh my goodness, here comes trouble. President of the United States tweeted that I'm heading to NATO today to share my views. And I was like, ooh.
Yes, trouble. Here comes trouble. NATO is bracing for Trump. Now, when President Trump walks into the NATO summit later today, international politics are bound to become personal. Already, Trump said on Tuesday that an upcoming summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin might be easier than the gathering with NATO allies. And that's as he tweeted that as he, or actually said that, and I believe he tweeted it, as he left the White House for a week of high-profile diplomacy in Europe. Now, in the series of tweets and comments to reporters before departing, Trump took aim at other NATO members, that these are the U.S.'s allies, for not meeting targets on defense spending, saying that the arrangement was unfair to U.S. taxpayers. Now, his trip to Europe will also include a meeting in Britain with Prime Minister Theresa May, who is putting together a new cabinet after a pair of key resignations, and he's going to go golfing in Scotland. So this is before he meets with Putin. Here I have for you a clip of the president speaking with reporters before he gets on Air Force One.
Well, it's going to be an interesting time in the UK, and it's certainly going to be an interesting time with NATO. NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little. But we will work it out, and all countries will be happy. The UK, that's a situation that's been going on for a long time. So I have NATO. I have the UK, which is in somewhat turmoil. And I have Putin. Frankly, Putin may be the easiest of them all. Who would think? Who would think? But the UK certainly has they have a lot of things going on.
Fun times. Adrian, let's talk about Daredevil recreating iconic jumps and apparently beating all these records that Evel Knievel set.
Yes. Yes, it is true. Travis Pastrana, an 11-time X Games gold medalist, paid tribute to the legendary stuntman Evel Knievel by performing three of his most famous motorcycle jumps for a History Channel event broadcast live in Las Vegas on Sunday. Now, dressed in a full Knievel costume with requisite pyrotechnics, Pastrana landed jumps over 52 cars, 16 Greyhound buses, and the fountains at Caesar's Palace. Knievel, who died in 1997, completed a 50-car jump, but famously crashed during his attempt to sail over the fountains in 1967. He did, however, clear 14 buses without incident 8 years later. So it looks like Travis Pastrana has outdone our dirt, most famous dirt bike jumper, Evel Knievel. So
I will tell you this before I let you go, Adrian. You know, this, well done. Well done to Pastrana. Well done to him. Or kudos. But it's like Michael Jordan versus LeBron James when it comes to basketball. For the new generation, LeBron James might have broken all of Michael Jordan's, or most of Michael Jordan's records, but there can only ever be one for, I suppose, my generation. Michael Jordan. Maybe, yes, LeBron James will be for the new one. So, with Evel Knievel and Pastrana, yeah, I think it's the same thing.
I mean, Evel Knievel did it first. He
that's the thing.
Imagine all of these things. Like, I mean, and Pastrana is just sort of following in his footsteps. I mean, it's like, you know, walking on the moon, I suppose. You can only... Someone's got to do it first. Evel Knievel did it first. I know I'll never forget the guy. Pastrana, I don't know. You know, he's just another gamer for me anyway. I think it's a bit about the personality too, Abs, you know?
Yeah, I think so. Adrian, nonetheless, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. A very good morning to you. Let's chat on Friday again.
Sounds great, Abs. Always a pleasure.
Cheers, cheers. Thank you so much. Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York.